The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
And this is Anton Savage in for Pat. Water safety lessons should be compulsory in Irish schools. That's according to Water Safety Ireland, in part because of recent news that there were 7 drownings on the island of Ireland in just 1 7-day period over the summer. Could water safety and even practical swimming lessons in schools prevent future tragedies? Joining me to discuss this is Sports and Education Development Officer with Water Safety Ireland, Bernard Cahill, and Antoinette Pender, who learned how to swim as an adult. Now, we'll come to Antoinette and her personal experience on learning how to swim post-childhood. But first of all, Bernard, let me start with you. The suggestion that some element of water safety and some element of swimming should be compulsory, is it practical?
Hi, Anton. How are you? Thanks a million for having me on. But yeah, I think water safety and swimming lessons should be, first of all, they are on the physical education curriculum at primary school level from the ages of junior and senior infants all the way through until fifth and sixth class. So I suppose I think it's the constraints around travelling to pools and the location of schools in relation to pools and the costs associated with that and the cover for teachers. That does cause issues. I can hear all the primary teachers all over Ireland screaming at me when I say it should be compulsory. It's obviously the implications of that are difficult to manage. And then I suppose there are elements of water safety and swimming that can be taught on land in terms of land-based stuff.
Are there?
Yeah. So Water Safety Ireland have actually launched a brand new program in preschool. So as early as, you know, toddlers, 3 and 4 year olds. Can actually learn a program that we have at the minute called Hold Hands. And again, the primary message is that when you are near bodies of water, whether it be pools, lakes, rivers, the ocean, the primary message in that program is hold hands with a guardian. And then our primary school program then is called Pause. And again, that reiterates all those messages. There's a land-based element to that. There's 4 lessons. And then we're also moving up into our secondary school program at the minute. We've a program called WISE about to be rolled out with Water Safety Ireland at the minute. And I suppose that what we're trying to do is to actually go and create a water safety culture in Ireland. And we think that's kind of the best approach to take. But I guess to go back to the question, we would love to see every single child in Ireland learning how to swim. And we've absolutely no doubt that would greatly benefit reduce the number of drownings that happen every single year in Ireland.
On that note, Bernard, how much, when it comes to drownings, how large a proportion of those who lose their life in water is down to people who went swimming either in the wrong place or got into difficulty, and how many is people who accidentally fell into the water?
Yeah, unfortunately, the statistics that we have in Ireland that are kind of reported back to us are quite sparse, I suppose. We do know that 80% of drownings happen in the home county, and 80% are male, and 62% of drownings in Ireland are inland. So they're kind of the main statistics that we would have. So obviously then 38% is coastal. But accidents certainly do account for a huge amount of the drownings in Ireland. Unfortunately, we have there's other factors that will come in as well. It is hard. It's hard to tell exactly the number of people that drown by accident in Ireland.
And what about the number of people that are able to swim? Do you see many people who become adults without being able to swim?
I think it's undeniable that there's been a huge surge in the number of people swimming in the last 5 years in Ireland. It's just gone through the roof. I think COVID-19 has certainly increased that as well. I think we've been urged to stay at home and to have an outdoor summer. I can give you statistics there from last summer. We had 486 rescues done in Irish lifeguarded waterways in 2020 versus 260 the year before. So, wow. Like there's a real drive to the coast and to the waterways all over Ireland, and I think that the number of incidents is rising, unfortunately, with that. So there is a bit of a disconnect there, you know.
Text to 53106 saying, this is a great idea. I didn't learn until I was in my late 30s and it was much harder. Well, this brings us to Antoinette Pender, who learned as an adult. First of all, Antoinette, at what age did you decide you wanted to learn to swim, and what made you decide?
Good morning, Anton. Good morning, Bernard. I was, I suppose, in my late 40s when I decided that I had to do something for the winter, to the winter sport I was going to do. And I learned how to swim the pool in Lahinch with Eddie and Tara. And I knew at that stage that I liked swimming, but I could never take to the open water on my own. Until one morning, a group of about four or five of us decided we were going to go to the White Strand in Milltown, and we were going to do morning swims. So we arranged for a 9 o'clock start. And so, of course, the first morning there was about four of us there. It has really evolved into being a fine group. I suppose there's about 20 of us now doing different things in the water. Some are swimming to the buoy. More of us are doodling in the water and chatting. And there's more of us then going from slip to slip. But like we have really, it has opened up an awful lot for me. It has got us over COVID. It has got us over an awful lot of problems that you'd have. The problems you'd have going to the water are an awful lot less coming home.
Is that because the cold focuses the mind so well?
And there's a cure. There must be a cure in the water. And we're all going through the same thing. Like, I mean, I'm not a strong swimmer, but I'm getting confident. And I have anything now for the birthdays, I have been looking for, say, my personal buoy for the water. And I'm looking for a new swimming hat, or I'm looking for something. The bottle of perfume now and the new pair of jeans has gone out the window. I think I have a new sport for life.
Well, explain the thing to me then, Antoinette, without being rude. How did you manage to get to your late 40s without learning to swim? How come you didn't learn as a child?
I'll tell you now. I live on the coast, and when you live by the coast, you learn to respect. You have to respect the water. You're always told to respect the water. And my father did a bit of fishing, and my father never learned how to swim.
And he was when you say shore fishing or boat fishing?
Boat fishing.
He'd go out in a boat without knowing how to swim.
Yeah, he never learned how to swim.
And therefore, and culturally for you, it just wasn't a thing the family did?
100%, 100%, because we were always afraid of it. And from my home house now, you can actually see the ocean from the front door. And from where I'm living now, you can see Spanish Point from my back window.
So I tell you what, it sounds like, apart from anything else, it sounds like you live in a fairly idyllic location, Antoinette.
Fabulous.
Did you find it difficult to learn?
I didn't. I went to the pool in Lahinch with Tara and Eddie. It took a few nights now for him to get my head in the water. But once I did, I was flying it. I'd be kind of determined, really, once I put my mind down to it. But it's just a totally different way of life now. I'm really late for my 9 o'clock swim in the morning. I'm always late for work. Well, I just love it.
On that note of the difficulty of learning, Bernard, do you get adults wanting to learn to swim who either feel embarrassed that they don't, you know, they don't want to admit that they can't already, or who feel that it'll be somehow much more difficult for them than it would be for a child?
Yeah, there's a certainly kind of a, like, Antoinette's story would be quite common, like, for coastal communities all over Ireland where they kind of grew up not learning how to swim properly, and it's kind of it's respected, but we just don't go in it or we don't use it, or it's kind of a weird tradition that we have. But there's definitely that kind of embarrassment or, you know, not learning how to swim, and definitely. You get an awful lot of adults in later life then realizing that they probably should do something about it, seeing as it is this fantastic hobby that that they take up at a later age.
Interesting text saying, in the Netherlands, it is the first thing we were taught. And another, re-swimming, most, nearly all accidents and drownings this year so far occurred in lakes and rivers. They need to draw more attention to this, especially as swimming in lakes and is very dangerous and different in that there's no buoyancy like sea, and rivers can have very dangerous currents. This needs to be highlighted, says Martina. Martina makes a fair point, Bernard, doesn't she?
Yeah, I would just go back to the fact that, you know, 62% of our drownings in Ireland happen inland. So again, that really reflects that that text message. The one thing I would say, and I commend Antoinette for what she's done, is that, you know, by going out and getting the training off a swimming instructor, she's gone and she's going to get an appreciation of all the different risks, whether it's in the lakes, whether it's the depth changing or the rip currents in the ocean. She now knows what they are. So there's a real kind of, to say, ignorance around the dangers that happen in Ireland. And then also she's going and she's increasing her skills. Like she said, she's got her equipment. She's because she's learning how to swim properly, she's increasing her ability to take on these risks. And I think the one point I'd love to make is that there seems to be some sort of a point when you say I'm just going for a dip, it just some people think that it completely disregards the any sort of danger at all. It's like, gosh, I'm just going for a quick dip, I'll be fine. Whereas that's not the case. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like been handed a parachute and been told to jump out of an airplane. Like, it's just, it can be so dangerous in Ireland. We really have beautiful coastline and beautiful rivers and beautiful lakes, but they can be really, really, really dangerous, you know.
Well, I forgot to ask the critical question of Antoinette, so I should ask it, which is, were you in the water this morning, Antoinette?
No, I'm only after getting over surgery, so I'm bent for a few weeks.
So how long before, is it October before it'll be even chillier by the time you get back in?
No, we kept it up all, this is our second year, I think it's our second year, maybe a little more, and we kept it up every day, October, November, December.
You went through the middle of December getting in the Atlantic every day?
We went through the full year. I think this is our second year at it.
By God, you're a tougher person than
I am. You just respect it. I'll tell you, drink your tea and eat your porridge when you come home after it.
Antoinette, thank you very much for coming on this morning. That's Antoinette Pender, and before her, Bernard Cahill, who is Sports and Education Development Officer with Water Safety Ireland.